Good morning, everyone. We are in the middle of learning about Shmona Esrei. We are up to the bracha of tshuva. The source of this bracha can be found in the Gemara Megillah, Yizayin Mabez. The Gemara asks, "Umaro ulomar tshuva achar bina." We just mentioned the bracha of bina, ata chonin l'adam das. How do you know you have to respond after that bracha by reciting tshuva? The idea of hashivino avinu l'sarasecha. So the Gemara says we have a pasuk in Yishayo, Perek Vav, pasuk Yud, which juxtaposes the idea of das and understanding to that of tshuva. The entire pasuk is Hashmein lev ha'am hazeh v'aznav hachbed v'einav hasha. The heart of the people are fat, their ears are heavy, their eyes are covered. In many ways, they can't see what they're doing, they can't appreciate the mistakes that they're doing. Peni rebeinav uv'aznav yishma v'lol yavin, lest there could be a chance that their eyes will see actually what's going on and their ears will hear what they're doing, and their heart will have bina, understanding. If that would happen, b'shav v'rafalo, then they would do tshuva, and there would be a proper spiritual healing because of that, which indicates that after bina, after one has understanding of what one's doing, then that could elicit tshuva and repentance. And therefore, the connection explains the Torah is that through bina, through saying atachonin, we are then eliciting the idea of tshuva. If this bracha is truly all about tshuva, the question is, how can we daven for something which we should be given free will for? This question has been asked by the Marsha and Brachos, but found more previously by the Rishonim in a sefer called Sefer HaBatim. And he asked this question. He explains that when we're asking for tshuva, we're not asking Hashem to control our ability to make choices, but rather we're asking Hashem to remove the impediments that are holding us back from that understanding and that understanding of tshuva, and with that proper internalization of how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize what we've been doing wrong, removing those impediments, we then use our Bechir Chafshus to then change and be able to do perform proper tshuva, and that's what we're asking in this bracha. It's important to emphasize that the bracha for tshuva is not just asking Hashem to allow us to mend our mistakes that we've been doing, but also to emphasize that our service of Hashem should be improved. The Kuzari, in his comments on this bracha, explains that after one recites Atachonin L'Adam Das, we want that understanding and knowledge to be focused B'derech HaTorah V'Avoda, to focus that serve that knowledge to serve Hashem properly in Torah and Avoda. Arguably, the Kuzari is arguing that it's not simply that our Das should be used to do tshuva for mistakes that we've been doing in the past, but we should be using that Das to improve our understanding of Torah and improve our ability to serve Hashem properly. This may be also the reason why in the Tefillas Havinenu, the Gemara in Brachos, Chav Tesman Aleph, notes that the phrase that one says that replaces the entire bracha of Hashivino Avinu L'Sarasecha is Umol Esel V'Avinu L'Yirasecha. We ask Hashem to circumcise our hearts and minds L'Yirasecha, for your awe, to appreciate your fear. Yiras Hashem is obviously something that can elicit and cause one to do tshuva, but Yiras Hashem is also something which, in its more general sense, enables one to further his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and further his Avodas Hashem, and that is also what we're asking for in this bracha, to improve and progress in our Avodas Hashem. The Torah notes that when we say this bracha, we recite 15 words, and he explains that these 15 words correspond to two different psukim, which also have 15 words and emphasize the idea of tshuva. The first pasuk is the pasuk in Yishayo, Perek Nun Hey. It says, Ya'azov Rasha Darko v'Yishoven Machshu Osav, Yashav Al-Hashem V'Rachmeyu V'Elokinu Kirbel Lisloach. This pasuk is a pasuk which emphasizes the importance of doing tshuva and removing one's bad habits and bad ideas and focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, really an allusion to the idea of tshuva in general, and that's what we're making a reference to as well when we say this bracha. The Torah quotes a second pasuk, which also has 15 words. This pasuk is actually the conclusion of the first pasuk that was quoted in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin, which talks about the connection between bina and tshuva in general. And the context of this pasuk is talking about where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the Bnei Yisrael, but ultimately will let those who have done tshuva to remain. The pasuk says, Od ba Asiria, the Shava v'Haisal of Er. There'll still be a continuation of kings who are ruling over Bnei Yisrael, but ultimately they will be left barren, like Ke'ilah v'Cha'alon, like different trees, Asher b'Shalechas Matzevas Bam, which their leaves fall during the winter. Zerakolish matzavta. But ultimately, the holy seed will be its foundation, it will be remaining. This may again be a reference to the fact that tshuva itself is a source of survival. It's the source of allowing Bnei Yisrael to continue, even amidst destruction, which Hashem is using to enable Bnei Yisrael to realize their sins and fix their ways. Tur also adds that the number 15 represents the different levels between earth and the Kesa Kavod. And the Tur explains that there are 7 levels from this earth until the highest realm of Shemaim, and there are 7 gaps between each space, that's 14, and the 15th level is the actual level of the Kisei HaKavod, which again, when we're saying this bracha of tshuva, indicates that our tshuva actually reaches the highest levels and the closest spaces, kivayachal, of the places of HaKadosh Baruch Hu where he expresses himself in this world. The last point that the Tur notes is that the bracha of Hashivenu, about tshuva, starts with the letter Hey and ends with the letter Hey. And he explains that the gematria of those two numbers, 5 times 2, is 10. 10 represents the Aseres Mitzvah, the time when a person is able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and more directly ask for repentance and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also interesting to note in Halacha that the Aseres Mitzvah, unlike during the rest of the year, where Hashem makes a gzera, and that gzera is standing even amidst the tshuva, during the Aseres Mitzvah, a person can actually change his fate because of the tshuva that he's doing. Again, that might suggest that, again, focusing on the importance of tshuva, and this bracha is alluding to that important idea. Transitioning to the actual bracha itself, there are 2 sections to this bracha. The first, the main part of the bracha, starting from Hashivinu Avinu L'Sarasecha until HaChazarinu B'Shuvah Shleimu L'Fanecha, is a prayer for Hashem to bring the reader back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last part of this bracha is the actual bracha itself, where we bless Hashem for the fact that he wants tshuva. So moving into the actual details of this bracha, the first section is where we recite a prayer for Hashem to bring us back to him. Following, again, like we mentioned in the introduction, this bracha follows the bracha of Bina, because one understands and asks Hashem for understanding, we want to channel that understanding and intuition and understanding to serve Hashem properly and gain a level of tshuva. So we begin by saying, Hashivinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, our Father, bring us back to your Torah. So we shouldn't grapple why we use the phrase Avinu in this tefillah. Avraham explains that the emphasis of fatherhood is connected to the same request why we ask Hashem, specifically for us to become close to the Torah. He explains that since Torah is Morash Kilas Yaakov, it's a Yerusha, it's an inheritance to us, we therefore connote Hashem as the Father who's inheriting to us or bequeathing to us the Torah to our lives. And he explains that from our perspective, even if we have not followed the Torah and moved away from the Torah, because Torah is a Yerusha, it's something that can be recovered easily to us and almost naturally, the same way that a father always will bequeath an inheritance to a son. And when we say Hashivinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we haven't necessarily followed the Torah properly, we still can return to it and will return to it, the same way that a Yerusha always is given over from father to son. The Torah takes this mashal of father and son, but emphasizes it, focusing on Hashem's role as the father, instead of the emphasis of us as the sons who received the Yerusha. And he explains that there's a halacha in the Torah that chayev ha'av lamed es beno Torah. A father is responsible to teach his son Torah. And in this context, Hashem is the father. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our davening, we've been straying from the Torah, but we ask of you, Hashem, to bring us back to the Torah, because ultimately you are achroy on us, the same way as any father is responsible for a son to educate him. Hashem, we ask you too to educate us and bring us back to the Torah. In terms of what exactly is included in the Torah, obviously it means learning the Torah. It first adds that Torah in this context means specifically one's veering from the Torah in violation of the Torah. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for guidance to fix the averus that we've done by not following in the Torah's ways. Revolbi, in his Ali Shur, the first chelik, Shar Gimel Perik Yud Beis, explains that the emphasis of Torah is actual learning of Torah, and that is the ultimate type of tshuva, in the sense of returning to Torah, which is the instruction manual for us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve Him, and that's why it's at the forefront of our request for tshuva, for the tshuva process. We then move to the next phrase of this section, the Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, and our King, bring us close to your avoda. Unlike in the first section, we were emphasizing the idea that Hashem is our Father. In this context, we're emphasizing that Hashem is our King. And instead of talking about Torah, we're talking about avoda. The Rishonim grapple with this discrepancy. The Rebbe Nekar explains that it could be that the term avoda in this context is also a reference to the word Torah, but we're emphasizing specifically our relationship to Hashem as Melech, as the King, and we are His servants, we are His avadim. Learning Torah and the connection of Torah in one aspect is like a father-son relationship, but it also denotes a relationship of servitude and submission before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the aspect of the Kerevtanu Malkeinu. We recognize Hashem as our King in the avoda of Torah. Alternatively, the Rebbe Nekar explains that this is a reference to the fulfillment of mitzvos. It's interesting to note that maybe for the idea of mitzvos, while we recognize that in learning Torah, we have a father-son relationship, for mitzvos, where it's more about the acts of service, the submission before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in act, they might be more prone to the language of avoda and the language of malchus, where we recognize Hashem as the ultimate King, where we are subservient before. It may be indicated by a comment of Dev Udraham. Dev Udraham presents another explanation of what avoda may be referring to, and he explains it's likely a reference to the avoda shebelev, which is tefillah. One aspect is Torah, the first part of this bracha, and the second aspect is tefillah, both expressions of avodas Hashem. We're asking Hashem to allow us to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through those processes. Rav Hirsch seems to understand this request to be a little bit different. He emphasizes that avoda in this context is not necessarily failing to follow the Torah and doing averos, but neglecting one's responsibility in progressing and perfecting oneself. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kerevtanu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, we ask Hashem to make us closer, which means not just return us from where we failed, but make us strive forward and progress us further in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, emphasizing that tshuva is not just Sur Meira, but also Ase Tov, having us move forward and progress in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in light of that explanation, Revolbi, in the same comment as above, quotes the Ramban in Dvarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, V'osu Savod, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban explains this commandment of avoda is not just doing mitzvos, but in the way we do mitzvos, we have to do it. The focus of our lives should be and only be for Torah and mitzvos. Furthermore, we should view we have to view as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our master constantly, and therefore all our life, all our actions should be geared and focused towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol masecha yu l'shem shemayim. All our actions, even the mundane ones, should be focused to improve our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol masecha, all our actions for the sake of heaven. Again, this emphasizes that the request is not simply Hashivinu, Hashem should return to us, we should return to Hashem, but also Vikarvinu, Hashem should allow us to become closer to Him, which is meaning improving the relationship, improving the way we do our avoda towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last part of this section is the final request of tshuva, V'hachazirinu b'shuva shalema lefanacha. Cause us to return to you with a complete tshuva. Rav Udraham explains that this request for Hashem causing us to return to Hashem is based off of Pasuk in Eicha, Perek Hei, Pasuk of Aleph, Hashirinu Hashem Melacha v'neshuva. Hashem, allow us to come close to you, and we will come close. And this is a reference to the idea, Habal l'tayr misayin oso.
if we initiate the process, which is the first two requests of our of this tefillah, we ask Hashem to allow us to come close to Him through our process. We ultimately ask Hashem to bring us and finish the job for us. We also add that in this bracha, we want the tshuva to be complete. The Hasidei Ashkenaz, who comment on the tefillah, explained that the emphasis of tshuva shlema is a tshuva that's genuine and not feigned, not fake, but a real way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this may be, as Revolvi notes, the emphasis of Lefanacha. We don't ask Hashem just to improve our Torah, improve our mitzvos. We want to get to a point where we could stand in front of you, Lefanacha, which is ultimately the highest level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we have a clear awareness of Him in our lives. This may be connected to the idea where we say in the Tefillas HaVineinu for the abridged version of Shemona Esrei, according to Sam Tanaim, where we, in replacement of this bracha, recite the following phrase, Umol es levavinu lirasacha, Hashem should circumcise our hearts so that we could fear you. Again, the emphasis and the ultimate goal of this bracha is not simply tshuva to say, to make amends of our mistakes, but to attain a clear awareness of a crushed bracha in our lives, awareness of fear, awareness of awe, and that is the ultimate presentation of Lefanacha, where we recognize Hashem is in our lives and we are before Him. After discussing the request for tshuva, the request for direction and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we conclude with a blessing of Hashem, recognizing Him as the one who wants tshuva. Baruch Ata Hashem, Harutzev Yeshuva. We bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing He is the one who wants the tshuva process to unfold. The Rebbe Nikar explains that this bracha is really based off of Pasuk Nechazkel, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Hashem says, Hachafotz, Achpotz, Mosa Rasha. Do I want the Rasha to die? Hashem says, Halo b'shuva midarko v'choya. I want him to return from his bad ways, do tshuva, and let him live. And this is the basis of the ending of the bracha of Harutzev b'shuva, where we recognize Hashem wants us to do tshuva and not fall as the Rasha does. Just to put it in context of the last subsection that we've just mentioned, we just noted that Hashem is b'habal mitayim b'sayinu, so we recognize Hashem helps us when we put in our ishtadlus to do tshuva, He finishes the job. That may be a demonstration of the fact that Hashem wants us to do the tshuva process and the fact that He aids us in completing that process in its totality. So just to put everything into context, we begin the bracha by asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us with the tshuva process. We recognize that Hashem gave us das, and we want to use that das to develop that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing we request before Him is to improve our relationship with Him through the Torah. We recognize that we veered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We haven't fulfilled the Torah. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You are our Father. You gave us the Torah as a Yerusha, and we can easily get back to it the same way that a son will always get his Yerusha from the father. We also recognize that Hashem is our Father, who's responsible to educate us the same way that we have responsibility to teach our sons the Torah. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us in that process the same way that any father is responsible for his son's development. We then move to the next request where we say, Hashem, You are our King, bring us close to Your Avoda. The Avoda may be a reference to Tefillah, may be a reference to Torah or Mitzvos, but the emphasis is that these services to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are all manifestations of our subservience as an Eved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow us to become close to You. We want to progress in our development, in our relationship of Your service. And even if we haven't done any sins per se, we want to actually improve our relationship and deepen that relationship. Mekarveinu malkeinu l'avodasacha. And ultimately, we conclude with the section by saying, v'achezirinu b'shuva shleimu l'fanacha. Allow us, we did our ishtalus, we're doing our ishtalus, allow us with the siyata d'shemaya to continue and complete the process, to not just do a tshuva that's feigned, not complete, but a complete tshuva that's genuine. And we want to reach and attain a level of Lufanacha, where we are before You, where we recognize Your presence through this tshuva process. We then finish with the section after making the request for tshuva. We recognize Hashem as the one who wants tshuva, and therefore He is going to enable us to attain that goal that we've been davening for. Just to put this into context, obviously, as we mentioned, this is a follow-up of the idea of das. We ask Hashem to use this das to develop the relationship we have with Him. But as Rav Hirsch noted, this is also part of the second avoda of the Karban Tamid, where we offer the two forelegs, the two legs that are used to steer and guide the animal. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that process, we want to commit our mind to use it to focus and guide ourselves in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is reflective as well of this tefillah of tshuva, where we ask Hashem to guide us and improve that relationship that we've been developing until now.